Welcome to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast exploring the world of work and how creative entrepreneurs, storytellers, and rule breakers infuse their daily lives with creativity and curiosity. The simplest quotes are often the deepest and inspire endless reflection. In my conversation last week with Greg Brown, entrepreneur, keynote speaker, and author, he dropped a short sentence that stopped me in my tracks. We have to be prepared to be unprepared. My mind filled up with questions. How does one prepare to be unprepared? Why can't we prepare for all possibilities before they happen? How does preparing for how we will respond to the unknown, becoming known, impact all areas of our lives and work? In this episode, I'm diving into this quote and my questions in greater detail and hopefully discover a healthier mindset when faced with change. Show notes for this episode can be found at gwtw.co/777. While you're there, you'll also find the entire podcast archive, links to the short documentary series and weekly newsletter, and the latest merch to show your love and support of the show. If you haven't listened to my conversation with Greg Brown, today's episode is directly influenced by a quote he said, "We have to be prepared to be unprepared." As I mentioned in the opening, the simplest quotes are often the deepest, and this one really got me thinking. We are inundated with change on every fundamental level of humanity, from society and politics to technology and economics. With every platform publicly touting their integration with artificial intelligence, it's really easy to feel threatened on multiple levels, especially as skills you've developed over decades are seemingly made redundant with the latest update from our tech overlords. But this is where Greg's quote really started to pack a punch for me. If technological advances removes everything I know about how to run a business or make money, then what do I do? If my livelihood is impacted, then what do I do? These questions are representative of the unknown. And being prepared is not about answering them yet, but preparing yourself for the moment when you know it's time to answer them. The first question that came to mind was, how does one prepare to be unprepared? And the short answer is mindset. I know. I hate that answer too. It just feels way too easy to say, just focus on your mindset and the answers will show up. On my wall, I have a sticky note that sums up how I feel about mindset. Mindset, the porn of self-help. It's not about the fake and pretty and attractive solutions with no substance, however. This isn't about having a positive attitude when your world is collapsing. It's also not about ignoring what's going on and thinking that if you just focus on the good stuff, the bad stuff will work itself out. No, working on your mindset is about learning to trust yourself. To trust that when you're faced with the unknown, you can look back and see what you've done and be reminded of what you were capable of accomplishing in those moments of the past when the unknown was unfolding. To trust that in the absence of an obvious path, you can make a decision and move in a direction that reveals more information instead of staying stuck. Even though AI and tech loves to give us immediate answers, it does take us time to assimilate those answers into our lives. We have to find what those answers actually mean to us, and that is what trust leads to. In the absence of trust and meaning, though, we look for distractions and false hope in the wrong places. And one major distraction that affects us all when we're faced with existential change is wanting to be prepared by knowing all possible outcomes and how we will respond to every single thing. So the question that I asked earlier, why can't we prepare for all possibilities before they happen? Well, to be honest, I'm exhausted already thinking about all possibilities of the future and being prepared for them all. I don't think it's humanly possible. I think we would short-circuit our brains. And even if we partnered with AI, the search for solutions, all solutions, distract us from what is important and purposeful in our lives. It also strips us of intuition, that gut feeling that we're on the right path, and agency, making decisions. These are two inherently human traits that are fundamental to our lives and work. As I think about it, there are two ways that this belief that we should prepare for all possibilities before they happen have been perpetuated by society and systems. The first is that we should develop as many skills as possible using the latest technological tools and not worry about the need for mastery anymore. And the second thing is to connect with as many people as possible, even if we have nothing in common or there's no purpose for our connection. A beautiful component of developing a skill to the point of mastery is that you develop a self-confidence that no artificial tool that does the work for you could ever replace. Take illustration, for example. Yes, in a second, I can enter a prompt into Midjourney and it could render something for me. But that doesn't make me proficient as an illustrator. I have no growth in my self-confidence using this tool. Maybe I feel like, oh, that was fun. And maybe that's the point. But when I talk with illustrators who are proficient in their abilities, the conversation is much different. It's deeper. It's exciting. Because yes, time is involved, but holy damn, does their work inspire me to shout at the top of my lungs, this is amazing. A more personal example is audio editing. I 100% could edit everything I do with Descript. But having edited hundreds upon hundreds of podcast episodes, I can read waveforms faster than I can read words. I know what to take out and what to leave in. I can remove distractions and leave humanness. And I can assess a person's voice and encourage them in a minute. While a computer could do the same faster, it just doesn't feel the same and doesn't have the same lasting impact. Which leads me to the point about connection. We don't need to connect to everyone. I mean, as businesses, we're told to niche, right? And yet we don't niche when it comes to connecting to people. So preparing to be unprepared is about surrounding yourself with the right people. The people who inspire you, challenge you, love you, and are walking alongside you. Trust, meaning, purpose, mastery, it's all leading us to this final question. How does preparing for how we will respond to the unknown becoming known impact all areas of our lives and work? Preparing to be unprepared is ultimately about training ourselves for the response when something happens. It's about calming our minds down, fostering patience, letting our brains think without endless trauma responses, and knowing that regardless of what decision we make, we will attempt to make the best decision possible. When faced with change, we naturally want to make the right choice, but we will never know ahead of time what is right or even wrong. As much as gurus, celebrities, and social media coaches and bots want us to believe, time is a necessary component for change to have a long-lasting effect on people. Change takes time. Responding to change takes even more time, and preparing for the unknown is the work of our entire lives. Yes, it feels like a lot of work, but you're going to do it anyway, whether you're forced to or not. So why not open yourself up to the work that feels right to you? So get curious. Stay open. Yes, rail against the forces you can't change or fight, and then get to work. Be human. You don't have to like change, but you can find the things about it that you do like. That's the beauty of being human. We are many things, and we can never be classified into just one. So embrace your multitudes. That is how you will find yourself ready to be unprepared. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.